Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dry River Jazz. I'm your host, Trevor Hodgkins, coming at you all the way from the dusty banks of the Rio Grande. We are into the second hour of the show tonight, getting things kicked off this hour with Alan Pasqua. This is a track off his 1994 release, Milagro. It's called The Law of Diminishing Returns. Now, if you've heard anything from Alan Pasqua on my show, it's most likely going to be from his album, The Antisocial Club. That's the one that features Ambrose Akinmusier and Nels Klein. It's an incredible, exploratory, experimental album. This one was much more straight ahead, but it still featured an amazing band. Listen for Jack Dejanet on drums, Michael Brecker on tenor sax, and Dave Holland on bass. Wrapping up that set of music with drummer Rob Emanuel on the tune Miss a Z. That featured Tim Jensen on reeds, Chuck Bergeron on bass, Sven Anderson on piano, and Jerry Jensen on guitar. Right before that, we had alto saxophone player Gary Bartz with Nucia's Poem from the album The Red and Orange Poems. That tune featured Mulgrew Miller on piano, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, John Clark on French horn, Greg Bandy on drums, Steve Kroon on percussion, and Dave Holland on bass. Of course, we heard Dave Holland on the opening track this hour, The Law of Diminishing Returns from Alan Pasqua. Every single track in that set of music came out in the year 1994. Apparently, 1994 was a very good year for music, at least for music that I like. So coming up next, one more track from 1994. This is the group Black Note off the album Jungle Music. The tune is Call Me in the Morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Soothsayer from Wayne Shorter. Recorded in 1965, he was joined by Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, James Spalding on alto sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. All-star lineup. And right before that, another all-star lineup. We had the Roland Kirk Quartet, back before he became Rahsaan Roland Kirk, on the tune No Tonic Prez, his tribute to Lester Young. Roland Kirk was joined by Elvin Jones on drums, Jackie Byard on piano, and Richard Davis on bass. That also came out in 1965. Apparently 1965 was also a very good year for music, certainly the kind that I enjoy. So coming up next, let's hear one more track from 1965. And it's once again going to feature Wayne Shorter and Tony Williams, back when they were part of Miles Davis's second great quintet. That means Herbie Hancock is also in there, as is Ron Carter. From ESP, this is a Ron Carter number called Mood. Mm-hmm. Wrapping up the second hour of Dry River Jazz with pianist Aidan Essen. That was a tune called The Roll of Time, Deeply Removed. You can find it on the 1992 release, Anadolu. And of course, right before that, we had Miles Davis and his second great quintet on the Ron Carter tune, Mood. Keep that mood up. More Dry River Jazz coming up now.